Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's been a not so great year so far.
Unless we're talking about record releases.
All right, can you believe it's been actually more than half a year of 2020 already, Patrick?
No, I can't believe it, Jim.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's bizarre. Yeah, the longest and shortest 6 months of my entire life. I mean, I've never experienced anything like this.
I know. People joke and they say like, oh, time has no meaning anymore and stuff like that. But it's really not a joke. It is the most bizarre experience I think we've ever had. And, you know, to think back when stuff came down back in March... Mm-hmm. That was more than 3 months ago when people hear this, right? They're like three and a half months ago or so, right? It's
totally nuts,
and
man.
You're right. It seems like it was like a couple weeks ago and like a year ago at the same time. It's like,
yeah,
it's
so... that's how I feel. And, you know, you and I both, Jim, have offspring that are in formative stages of their lives, right?
Yeah.
They're in college and they're getting their first job. And I mean, for them, it's so extremely difficult to have all this stuff be disrupted and totally put on hold.
Well, that's because a whole other thing. Yeah,
it's all, for sure. You know, a social thing. And that obviously affects us and makes us feel weird and strange. And we're trying to do the best we can. But man, I'll tell you, it seems like it was January about, you know, 25 years ago.
I know. So, well, here, I'm going to give you an example of like how we've lost all sense of time and what should be happening now and all this kind of stuff. The Olympics were supposed to be going
on. That's right.
Like right now.
Mind-blowing.
As you hear this, it would have like just started like a few days before.
That's
and
right.
And that's so crazy when you think about it because think, you know, an Olympic year is a big thing. Summer Olympics, that's a big thing. It like dominates people's attention, right? It's a huge thing.
Totally.
And when it was canceled, you know, that obviously was huge news. And now it's almost like... it just went out into the ether somewhere. It's like
I know.
Like I'm not even able to quite, you know, articulate what I'm trying to say here. It's just, it just shows you how disrupted everything has
probably
become,
as
right?
articulate as you can get. I mean, I think the only thing that makes sense in the world is the Friday Night Hootenanny.
That's right. You're right.
That really
so
is.
So there is that. We do have that. It's kind of like the Grand Ole Opry at this point, I think.
That's right.
It's your weekly, you know, turn it on.
The family gathers around the Zoom. Listen in.
Yeah. You put on the, you know, the crystal set and you sit around. And
so true.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. So anyway, what I'm getting to here is that this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick.
And we're keeping it. We are keeping it going, and we've been doing this every day. You know,
keeping it real,
like we were before. So we are able to do that, even though we are not able to record in the same space. But we figured that out really early on. But also, we do have some listeners who called in recently and gave us their picks for what they consider to be the best albums or their favorite albums of the first half of the year. So there's a long way of me saying, for some people, there is still some structure to the year that they still think that way.
and that's great, and I'm glad they do. And I also want to say, weirdly, Jim, I don't know if you concur, but I don't know, man. I don't know if it has to do with political administration or, you know, just the way the world's vibe is running, but there's been some intensely good music so far in 2020. There's been some really good stuff being produced, right? Whether it's Bandcamp or people have been obviously making records, you know, in their home and playing and singing, but there's something going around, I think, that's really made the music very strong this year.
I agree. One other thing I want to say about record releases, if you're a band and you want to get press, right? And your goal is to get on like best of lists, like that's really going to help you out, right?
Right.
Put out your record in the first half of the year, because then you have the shot of getting on first half lists that that the music
That's
press puts out. And then maybe you get on the year-end lists as well. But nobody does a second half of the year list.
No, not that much. No, because you got to get lumped in with everything
else.
Great point.
So put your stuff out in the first half of the year.
Sweet. Do you want to manage Wingtip Slip?
There you go. Yes. Okay.
That'd be a good career move.
So should we play one of these calls?
Why not?
Okay.
Hey, interns. Oh, and hey, Jim, and hey, Patrick. This is Coop from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm calling Wednesday, July 1st. I make a point of calling out the date because this is the halfway point of 2020. So my question to you is, what are your favorite albums of 2020 so far? For me, there are four that come to mind and really stand out. It's strange because all four of these bands aren't necessarily doing anything new or daring. They're just doing more of what they've always done, but at the highest level. First one that came to mind, and also the first one that came out, was St. Cloud by Waxahachie. Just absolutely killer acoustic-driven indie folk. It's solid from top to bottom. And then the second one was Jeff Rosenstock's No Dream. I think that was a surprise album. Didn't really know about it. And then, boom, he just dropped it on a Friday. I know you guys have talked about him before, but it's just, you know, anthemic punk rock, sing-along choruses. That wasn't too big on his last album, Post. But No Dream, I think he really returns to form.
Sometimes I want to take the car out on the road, slip it into park and smash myself to a million little pieces. I'm tired knowing what about myself is wrong, but never muster in up the resolve to really try to change it. I walk outside and people say,
third one is Run the Jewels, RTJ4. Now, I know rap isn't explored a whole awful lot on the show, but if you do like rap, I think you will like Run the Jewels. It has kind of like a Southern Atlanta style rap style to it, like Ludacris, Outkast, those type of vibes. RTJ4, really great album.
E-Cad, you heard of these lads, the myth that we made a grip, never broke. Truly the Cadillac, I had to contract L's on a quick.
Dick them up, slick talking, no tricks.
It's the funniest. Finally, the money up and print on the kid, and the planet hits skids. Living in a valley of flames, like I win. Skyline ablaze, and a bomb rock pick. You don't want to acknowledge I'm wrong. Give a never now. You can talk to me fine when I'm gone. Bad news bearing along with big claws, trying to hold a whole lives in his paws and applaud. Swear to God, in a whole city, I'll make a woman's heart. We got scars for hearts. For eyes, baby, living in a one chance life, so I stick to the art. Oh my God, I'm Ultraman. Cash it back. Running through beds, all hope it don't crash. Tennis on. Bring it up fast. Be alone, I'ma hold what I can and then dash. Y'all got another planet on stash. Far from the fact that the flames of our trash. That is not snow, it is ash. And you gotta know the past, gotta rap. It's a lover gone mad, but I promise.
Baby, if I had another chance, I would give another chance to you. Ooh. If I make another wish, I'll wish for a wish for you.
And then the last one just came out a couple days ago, Haim's Women in Music Part 3. It's fantastic. You could probably spend a week talking about this album. There are 16 tracks, and there's no filler. I think all the songs are great on this album. It makes me want to crank the radio up really loud with the top down in the summer, driving around. Just has that feel to it.
Been a couple days since I've been around. Woke up at the wheel on the edge of town. It all looked the same every morning.
Ask again, what are your favorite albums of the first half of 2020 so far? So, as always, love the show. Keep it up and talk to you soon.
There we go. Thank you, Adam Coop in Louisville.
Man, it's fantastic to hear from the Coop. Jim, I've been lucky enough as a human being to have sat out in the middle of a, I don't know what you'd call this place where they have the Bourbon and Beyond Festival, Jim. You've probably been there. It's like a big open field near the airport, essentially, with the stage set up. But
yes,
to sit out there and drink free beer with the coup and watch Margot Price and a couple of other bands. And I know how passionate that guy is about music. I mean, we were told by two other people to stop talking about stuff because they were trying to listen to the band. So that's how much he knows. I got to totally agree with him on Run the Jewels. I think this is a really important band, and I like this band because, number one, they stick to their principles, and they haven't really altered their sound to me anyway all that much, and I think that's great, you know, despite their success. I mean, they're streamed millions of times on Spotify, right? And also, I love any band that's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 with their albums. We're just going to name them 1, 2, 3, 4 because they're serious about what they're doing, right? You know, they're cranking another one out.
That's right.
So just totally think he's right on board with that. I don't know what you think about the other ones. I mean, I love the Waxahachie record, too.
I would put the Waxahachie as one of my favorites of the year so far, for sure.
Right.
And I'll tell you a funny story about that, which was that one day I was over at the desk that my wife is using while she is also working from home, you know, for our day jobs. We're both working at home. And we have little home office setups just in different parts of the house.
Right.
And I was over, you know, looking for something, and I noticed she's the type of person who is very organized, not like me, and she has like one of those big like desk calendars, you know, the kind of calendar that like sits like on the desk, you know, like the big thing, right? It's like a mat almost of like a calendar that sits on your desk. She's got all these notes and everything on there, and I noticed somewhere scribbled in like one of the margins or somewhere on this thing, it just said Waxahachie, and I was like, what is that all about, right? And so I asked her, I said, why, what is this? And she goes, oh, I just heard something by this band, or I heard of this band, and I wrote it down because I really liked it, and I want to hear more from this band.
Wow.
And, you know, and I think this is funny because she's never once turned to me and said, can you recommend a band I might like? And maybe I would suggest Waxahachie. You know, she heard it somewhere else, I don't know where, and she wrote it down. And I was like, yes, of course I know that band. That's a great band, and you would really like it.
That's
cool. I had, at that point, I had the album, the vinyl album, on pre-order. And I said I had already ordered this album, so pretty soon we'll have it in our home and we can listen to it and all of that. So there you go. So St. Cloud is really a great record. I like it a lot.
Yeah,
and the other thing I want to say about what Coop said, which I found really interesting, and I think this may be something for 2020, which is he said like he really likes these four albums, not because necessarily they're doing anything that different from what they did before, but those artists are doing what they do just really well. And I think there might be something to the fact that, like, in this time of turmoil, that you just want to hear what you like, but even better if it's at, like, a higher level. You know, that idea of, like somebody just giving you something that you can immediately latch onto and relate to, and they're just doing it so well.
Yeah.
It makes you love them even more, right? I can totally see where you would want that in your life.
Well said, Jim. Yeah, exactly right. That's what we not only want, but need, I think, to sustain us, right, as human beings.
Right.
And I'll tell you this, to answer Coop's challenge, I want to talk about something. I haven't really talked about it, but if you can spool this up on the tape machine for Rockin' the Suburbs, everyone knows I'm kind of a fan of Hamilton Lighthouser.
Right.
He's a guy that sings in kind of a weird way. Used to be in a couple different bands up in the New York scene, most famously the Walkmen, right? People know this band. But he put another solo record out this year. It's called Loves of Your Life. I think he's trying to turn into some sort of Dean Martin Sinatra-type character with a really cool indie rock pedigree. But this came out this year, flew way under the radar. You know, even if he was on tour, he'd be playing somewhere like the DC9, you know, with like 40 people. But there's a song called Isabella that, if you want to play a little bit of that, Jim,
sure,
it'd be great to hear what your reaction is to his new one.
Gonna rock till dawn. Isabella sings. And when you're dreaming, dies away. Well, I'll be glad I. Go walk some night.
is quite lovely. I have not heard that.
It's a great record. Also, I encourage people to check out the cover. It's got a crazy evocative image. It's almost like a, to not, you know, overhype it, I think it's kind of flown under the radar, but it's like a Harry Nilsson record in many ways. And obviously, he's been very influenced by Nilsson,
yeah.
But it's fantastically beautiful. It's got outrageous arrangements and falsetto singing and all kinds of singing.
Yeah.
So it's one of my favorites of 2020, no doubt.
I will have to check that out because I'll be honest, I was always kind of sort of a fan of the Walkman. Like, I really liked when they would just crush a song like The Rat.
Me too.
But they were also kind of like one of those bands that, like, I had to take them in certain doses. Like, there was only so much.
Yep.
That style that I could take in one sitting, you know what I mean?
Totally
but,
agree.
But that has more, that has a certain lightness to it that I was not quite expecting. So I think I will have to
and
check
that out. You're totally right on the nail on the head, Jim, because he changed my mind about that band because of the way he sang. And obviously there was a lot more going on with him than I didn't realize. So it's a great record.
Okay.
And,
all right. I will check
he's
that
put out.
Out
a couple solo albums that are both really good. So check him out. He's definitely worth listening
good
to.
Good to know. All right. I'll talk about a couple of records maybe after we listen to the next message. So let me set this up real quick. The other one we got about the first half of the year, this is actually part of another voicemail message that we played earlier. So this is from Walt Falconer. Let me explain.
Straight
Walt,
from the Falcon's nest, people.
Walt Falconer, and he called to talk about his June new music picks.
Nice.
We featured that on the June new music series that we did.
Yes, we did.
But in this same call where he talked about that, he also added, you know, here are my favorite albums of the first half of the year. We cut that out. We saved that for now. And the only reason why I want to explain that is because you're not going to hear any setup in this message. We're just going to go, it's going to go right into that portion, right?
Snap.
So that's what we're getting to right here. So
it's
here,
gonna be great.
Here is Walt.
Number one on the list is Bob Dylan. I know it just came out, but that thing, it's a return to form for Bob. Sure, he's got the long storytelling and Murder Most Foul, but he kind of goes back to me to his roots. He hasn't put out an album of original material in 12 years, and this one really to me is pure classic Bob Dylan. The song Crossing the Rubicon is one of my favorites, as is Goodbye Jimmy Reed. His longer epics, Key West, are good, and then obviously Murder Most Foul, where he talks / sings about the Kennedy assassination, is excellent. That's the number one album so far this year.
I crossed the Rubicon on the 14th day of the most dangerous month of the year. At the worst time, at the worst place, that's all I seem to hear. I got up early so I could greet the goddess of the dawn. I painted my wagon, abandoned all hope, and I crossed the Rubicon.
American Aquarium Lamentations. I'm really liking these guys. Every time I listen to it, I like them a lot better. They sound like Jason Isbell by way of the Drive-By Truckers with a stop-off in New Jersey in Bruce Springsteen territory. So it's really, really good. And it was produced by Chris Damey, the former DB's frontman. So it's got a little bit of pop sensibility in there, as well as a little bit of outlaw country and Americana. And it's really good. And the opening song, Me Plus Mine, Lamentations, is a epic 6 minute and 40 second song that's one of the best songs that I've heard all year. So
me and mine have worked this land as long as my grandfather can remember. Plowing soil, digging holes, hauling coal, stripping down the timber. Then they showed up, and they shut us down. The same old story, the same old town. It's like we don't matter, Mama said. At least that's how it seems. And that's the day I woke up from the American dream.
Third one is Mark Lanegan, Straight Songs of Sorrow. I've listened to that a couple times, and most times the hair stands up on the back of my arms, especially after reading his biography. And Patrick, that would be a good selection for the book nook for you to read and cover sometimes. It's just a harrowing autobiography about the guy's life and his abuse and his various bands that he went through and the darkness that surrounded him pretty much all through his life. And he sounds a little bit somewhere between Nick Cave and Scott Walker in different parts on this album. It's definitely a bare knuckle ride. And the guests on this thing are pretty impressive too, with John Paul Jones is on it, as well as Greg Dooley and Ed Harcourt. So again, Mark Lanegan, straight song guitar.
I wouldn't want to say my friend, so I'm not saying anything. You say you'll fall.
Number four is the Phoebe Bridgers album, Punisher. That thing I just love that. She's been everywhere. She's been on three or four different records and collaborations that she's done with Connor Oberst that have been excellent, with Better Oblivion Community Center. And then what she's done here is the lyrics, the atmospheric, lush production value on this thing are just all first rate. And the song Kyoto is my favorite. And then the other one is Halloween on this one. So this is a really elegant release. It's one that you'll come back to many, many times over.
Day off in Kyoto.
Number five would be the Jason Isbell reunion. I've been looking forward to that for a while and really didn't disappoint. Kind of feel bad that I have this one a little bit lower than American Aquarium, but it's still Jason Isbell in all his glory. Probably better than Southeastern if you were to hold my feet to the fire, but I think it's really good. And I really like also the fact that Isbell put the album out to independent record stores so you could go pick it up there before you could buy it on Amazon or other ways to release it, so you could support your store as well as be one of the first to listen to the Jason Isbell.
Thought I was alone in the world until my memories gathered around me in the night. Thought I was strong until I finally had to fight. If I kept my head down and showed up to work on time, watch my appetite, put the money in the mattress, lock the doors at night, and we'd all be alright. What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Somebody save me. What have I done to help? What have I done to help, not myself?
Anyway, those are our first five. Thanks again, and talk to you. We'll write to you soon.
All right, thank you, Walt.
Well, it's amazing to hear something straight from the Falcon's Nest, Jim. I think we're all happy about that.
Yes.
And I mean, I think Walt's such a cool guy, very smart. I got to tell you this, though. When you begin to think about albums from 2020, it becomes one of those things where you have to make sure that you don't get accustomed to brilliance, right? Does that make sense? Because, like, Isbell's a master craftsman, right? Like, he's been through so much stuff. And when he puts another album out, it's like Dylan, you know, like that Walt talked about. You have to be careful not to just think it's another Isbell album or whatever.
Right.
So just wanted to say that. And also, I just finished reading the Mark Lanegan book, and I will talk about it.
Oh, you did?
On the podcast. Okay. Yes, I did. Okay. I've already read it.
So we'll save that for another time.
Totally. And I was a huge fan of Screaming Trees. That's the first band that I knew about him in. So
yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's good to hear. All right. We haven't talked much about the Phoebe Bridgers album. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that much
I
at all.
I have not heard it.
It's really good.
I'm totally behind on that. What do you think of it?
I like it a lot. Yeah. She's a real talent. I mean, the amount of product that she's putting out with her solo stuff, the Better Oblivion Community Center.
You're right.
And I think, Boy Genius. She's in
there,
too.
Yeah, totally, so, man. Walt said it well. Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, she's great.
So what about you, Jim, 2020 so far?
I'll give you two.
What has really moved you? Okay.
And these are both albums that I have previously talked about on the show when we did like monthly new music dispatches, but I'll just throw them out there again as probably two of my favorites. And very different. Very different. So one is Antibalas, Foo Chronicles.
Ah, yes.
I really love that record, and I love it so much.
So good.
I'll put it on. I have the vinyl, but I'll also put it on like streaming in the car when I'm driving, although I don't drive that much anymore. But when I was driving earlier in the year or things, I'll put that on. It's great driving music. It is just like so like funky and cool. And it just to me has a great sort of blending of like Afrobeat kind of stuff, but also like sort of American soul. It's like really great sort of blending of it that just, you know, just makes you feel good inside when you listen to it.
Transmission, brothers and sisters, all the lies and bad intention, they've been hiding, has one destination. As holy water, oh,
triple exposure,
wash away all pollution.
Love that record a lot.
Me too. So it's like you're driving down a street in New York City in like 1972 or something. Yeah, and you're like, yeah, man.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
So great.
And then the other one that just makes me just happy, and I think that's what I'm searching for these days a lot, was a debut by this band called Rookie. Mm. And they're on Bloodshot, I want to say.
Right.
And it's just like really great sort of 70s style classic rock.
Totally.
And just guitar rock, and it's just so much fun, and it just, you know, again, it sort of makes you smile just listening to it. And so check out Rookie.
You got to hold on tight.
Great calls,
and I also really love the Waxahachie a lot too. That's probably one of my favorites.
Man, both of those. I mean, if you go with Rookie and Antibalas, and you don't hear another record in 2020, you're doing pretty damn good.
So. You're going to be feeling good listening to those records. They're also really good, you know, for sitting out on the deck and drinking some beer or bourbon, which I've been doing a lot of that this year. So,
and we all know the second half of 2020 is going to be a dumpster fire. At best.
Yeah.
So let's all hang on, listen to music, and get through it.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's get out of here. Thank you to the callers. And,
thank you all.
We're going to do more fan mail the rest of the week. We're going to try to get somewhat caught up on that, right?
Yep. Totally, man.
And don't let me forget, I think we have a box to open.
Oh, it's right over there.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, nice.
All right. That'll be the first thing up. Tomorrow will be the box. The
cool.
Box of many wonders. Okay.
All right.
All right, man. We so love our listeners, and we appreciate the feedback you guys give us and the contributions to the show.
Well, without the listeners, who would listen?
That's right.
I mean, that's I think it's on Mount Rushmore.
Keep that coming. If you want to add to our growing pile of fan mail, you can call and leave a message. That number is 612-440-1984. Or you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at suburbspod. And thanks to Matt Windler. Let's just say that real quick. He's our correspondence intern, and he's really pivotal this week because he's helping me sort through all this stuff and find the good stuff, you know, organize it all. It's amazing what he does.
Totally. If you're thinking about the suburb spot, Mount Rushmore, Matt Windler would be up there along with Mary and Sam and Sammy and also me and you. And it would be, well, it's probably like a lot of faces up there.
I was going to say this about Matt. When I mentioned earlier about how organized my wife is and how not organized I am, you know, I could also marry Matt Windler and I'd be happy in that regard too, because talk about a dude who's totally organized, right?
All right.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
And that's what I wanted. It's not as if we cry a river calling rain. West Memphis is on fire in the light of day. Give me something.
That was out of control.